Ooh, I don't know if I want that. Oh, fine, I'll continue.
Let's see, we didn't offer to go to the phone. Let me go over here and find the invitation.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Okay. Okay, this parsha starts the speech by Moshe to his chiefs of staff. And I love that pun. It's a great pun. Roshei Hamakot are literally the chiefs, the heads of the staffs.
The heads of the staffs.
Roshei Hamakot.
Oh, chief of staff. That's cool. Okay.
I assume the etymology is similar. Yes.
Can you give some food?
Yeah, sure. Okay, by the Moshe, Moshe. And Lilia is asking me to send her the Hold on, give me. I'm gonna pause here so I can get Davida in and pause recording.
Sure.
I'm there. All right. Hopefully, Davida will call again.
Yeah.
Right. By Ben Moshe. Right. By Ben Moshe. Roshei Matot. Moshe tells the chief of staff of Bnei Israel. Bnei Israel saying, "Say more." Zeh Dabar Sheyatziv Hashem. This is that thing. These are the words God commanded.
Excuse me.
A person who makes a vow to God.
Did you start recording again, Abel?
I'm recording.
Okay.
This meeting is being recorded.
Oh, I didn't give them permission again.
Hi, Davida.
Maybe
there?
I changed my mind since then. Hi, Davida. Yeah,
thank you for saying that. Hi, I don't know what's wrong with my internet, but thank you. This is better.
Let's start out talking about the beginning of the week's parasha. Has a great pun. It's by Deber Moshe, Roshei Matot. Moshe is speaking to the chiefs of staff. Get chiefs of staff, Roshei Matot.
Is that where it's from?
I assume the etymology of being your staff has to do with your the stick you rely on. All right. He says, Zed Devar Shetu Hashem. These are the words, Zed Devar. This is that which God has said. If a person who makes it an oath, o yishavashvua, or swears, le'asori yisrael nafsho, to forbid something, lo yachel dvaro, his words shall not become profaned. Kol asher yatzi mipiv yaseh, whatever he says that he should do. Lo'ez nedarim and shvua. So Rashi, Lisa Sifrei, comments on that language there. Zeh devar shetziv Hashem, these are the words. Rashi says, that Moshe used when he did, said his nevuot, he used the language of Koamar Hashem, like in the Sefer Yisrael, he says Koamar Hashem Chachasar Halayla. But Neviim Nitnavu BeKoamar Hashem, and another Neviim, and I quoted here from Yeshaya and Yirmiyahu and lots of other places. Thus saith the Lord Koamar Hashem.
Thus speak the Lord.
Thus speak the Lord.
Speak.
Speak. Yes, you don't like say it.
I like say it, I also like speak.
Speak. Thus spake the Lord. Musaf alehem Moshe, but Moshe was different. Moshe is unique and he used the language of Zadavar. This is the thing. The idea is that this difference between Ko Amar Hashem and Zeh Adavar, to recap, it's the difference between Moshe and Nevu and everybody and all the other Nevi'im. This is the way the Mizrahi explained Rashi's words. They should call Nevi'im, Lunit Nabu, Rakba Spaklaria She'enu Mi'ira. Other prophets, in general, their prophecy was, to quote Corinthians, through a glass darkly.
What?
Through a glass darkly.
Darkly?
That's the King James translation of this idea, but Spaklaria She'enu Mi'ira. A lens that isn't clear. They don't see exactly what it is. They didn't understand. They get the meaning of what they were meant to be seeing. That's why they say koamar, meaning like this. God said that. This is not, we can't quote God. The meaning, what is being said, but not the actual words that this guy isn't saying the words that they're giving. But since Moshe saw through a clear lens, or in a clear vision, clear mirror, that he understood everything. He got the message exactly as it was meant to be transmitted. The way he said it over, that was what Hashem said. So Zedavar, this. So Zedavar is, these are the words that God said, and Ko Amar Hashem is what God meant to say or said, without necessarily claiming it was a quote. That's different between Moshe and other Nevi'im. The Pirushu Zedavar, but you know this, meaning that this is literally, these are the actual words. Why am I? I got something coming up in the way of my. What is going on here?
I don't know. I could see it fine.
I got something coming up in the middle of. Let me just interfere with my vision. Okay. Something popped on my screen. Does it picture my shoes? Good. No, Zedavar. Right. Pichu Zedavar. I mean, this thing said, but you know, we believe Shu Machinery Cloud without any changes. That's Mizrahi. Explain Rashi. This is Rav Kamenetsky saying it as well, the same idea. We see that since the human personality of the Navi is part of the Nevuah, meaning the Navi has this vision, has this understanding, but it gets processed through Navi's own brain. But Navi the Navi has to express it. He expresses it according to his own understanding, his own ability to speak. That every Navi has his own signal, his own style. Moshe is different. So Masar learned the Torah, that Moshe gives us the Torah, b'zeh davar, the language of zeh davar, mamashka kibel. Those are the words. Bli eze hishtatfut mi'ishuto, with no aspect of his own personality, of his own humanity. Mi'ishuto pritzvi, there's no specific humanity in there. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a bearer, and said it should be a Bugro no shel Moshe.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. Yeah, that's the Ra's way of putting it. Hashem speaks through the throat of Moshe. We know that, right?
Yeah.
Morale adds an important point, which is that Moshe, where Rashi says that, is that Mosif Alehem Moshe. Moshe has this addition, meaning Moshe still uses language Ko Amar Hashem. It's a specific case where he says Zeh Adavar. These are the words. This is the Maral Gorari. Inu must speak. This is not enough. This explanation we just quoted. Lufi Zeh Lo Yom Moshe Klal Itnavot B'Lashem Ko. That if it's true that Moshe always saw with the Aspa Klal, I mean, he should never use the language of Ko Amar Hashem. That's much lower than his level as a Nevuah. So why do we see that he does use the language of Ko Amar Hashem? Because that refers to an unclear vision where the Navi has to explain what he's been told. It appears to me, This is telling us something about Moshe's level of a nevuah. The nevuah to Hemstein, because there are two kinds of nevuah. One is what other nevuim have. Al mas Hashem, what Hashem is doing, what Hashem is trying to Hashem's manifestation in the world. That's what general nevuah is. I'm communicating with God. I have a communication with God. Whatever is happening in the world. But my direction, Moshe had closed that. And Moshe had that as well. That Komar Hashem Bachator Laila is saying, this is what Hashem is going to do at midnight at Yitzhak Mitzrayim. But Kol Gam came, but Moshe also has a level, Nabot Al Mitzvot Torah. That there's another aspect of telling us this is the Torah. That's what Zad Davar is. But the only part that Moshe says of Zad Davar was he's telling us this is the Torah, this is the eternal will of God. That's what Zad Davar, these are the words of God. That's when he had this Aspaklari Meira, where Hashem says, here, these are words you're supposed to use. It's how the mitzvah, so this is an important point. The question then, and this is for all from Rav Cooperman, we're going to go with this. Why is it here in Matos?
Oh, right. This is the first time it ever says the Hadavar?
No, it says at one point in MR, but this is the point where
Rashi makes it.
Rashi makes the point. But even so, MR is still too late. This is Rav Cooperman, Anur Shalim. And we asked, Ma rata Torah the dachota talimud ha-yisodi hazeh? Why the Torah pushed off learning this fundamental point about the difference between Moshe, who says literally the word of God, and the other Nevi'im, who describe what they've felt. It's very yachid yotosha Moshe Rabbeinu v'mat shark Nevi'im, the uniqueness of Moshe with respect to the other Nevi'im. Atzof chumash b'midbar, doing the end of the midbar. Chiloya mat'im u'ma'asavir, wouldn't it have made more sense? It should have been back in Yitro. Back when Hashem says, when Hashem is giving the Torah to Bnei Israel, where it says, Ko tamar lebet Yaakov v'taged lebet Israel, launch of Ko. That's back over there. Why is this here?
Right. But that's Ko tamar. That's Hashem telling Moshe Ko.
Right. You want to have some sense of. He doesn't use the Zed Avar too much later. So we're making a point. So this is the Emes Yaakov. We're going to go back and forth between Emes Yaakov and Pshuto Shemikra, Rav Kuberman. So Kineski says that the Zed Avar is specifically connected to Nedarim. That we know it's true about Moshe's level, right? Panim Panim, Dibir Hashem. But Moshe's emphasizing that Zed Avar, that by Nedarim, that this specifically is the word of God. Why? Because Nedarim allow you basically to create your own religion. Nedarim are very powerful.
Yeah.
Anyway, Parashat Nedarim, from this whole laws of Nedarim, Anaroim, we see, Shehadama yesh b'kocho, that a person has within their own power, Yetzur l'chadesh mitzvot v'avirot chadashot. A person can create their own mitzvahs, their other oravirot. Dainu. For example, a person takes a shavua, so yochel kikar se'ah, I'm going to eat this piece of bread. Arehu mitzvah lochla, it's a mitzvah there. The mitzvah aseik mor chil matzah. Same status as matzah. Chin matzbeah shavua, you take a shavua, shlol lechol kikar se'ah, I'm not going to eat this piece of bread. Hare kikar asura kabasar chazir. Same as pork.
Same level of isser.
Or even stronger, right? It's in the donor priest, really strong, yeah. So you basically get to.
But that's not just saying I won't. That's like actually making an edit, like
with right, all the formalities. Right. But once you do that, then you've basically made your own mitzvahs and averus. In hikdish eza davar, if you dedicate something to the base of mikdash, say this is hekdash, bacher, but I'll close someone else. Yitzir harei zechayev mitzvah shamayim, then you're chayev mitzvah, that's mi'ila. That in fact is kadosh, just like an actual karban.
Apparently you're not. I just learned this, and Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't say if you have your meat for Pesach, you shouldn't say this is for Pesach. because it's almost like you're saying you're dedicating it as the Pesach.
All right. Okay.
You're supposed to say the Shulchan Aruch says, and I don't know what like later Mefarshim say, but that you're supposed to say this is for Yom Tov.
So say it for Pesach refers to the current Pesach. So that's a
problem. So it's almost it might be considered like your Makdisha.
Okay, so that's right. So you really create your own laws. Okay, if Nesha Adam Basheru Tzel Milakim. So this is fundamentally that. Why this is that a person as the Tzel Milakim, Yisha Koch Hazeh, you have this power, right? God create rules, you can create rules, right? Adam is Nefesh Mamali as a speaking soul, and that power of speech is what gives you the power to basically create own religion. You have the power of Levadot. Yisrim Chadashim Rem Chalim. And Vadot in modern Hebrew means to make up. It was a work of fiction. Oh. Right. Completely out of the blue. Make your own rules up. You can do that. And just about everything we do is what's interesting falls in the category. There are some things that are really halacha, but most of what we have are minhagim.
Those are considered, minhagim are considered
neder. Yes. A halachic minhag is a personal or it's a family, it's a communal neder.
Wow.
This is the Gemara in the Darim. Dvarim mutarim v'achem nagu ba'isur. So something that's technically okay and someone has the minhag to not do it. Kol ha'chum. Yet ha'rashay la'hatiram b'fneham. You cannot, as the Pesach say, is okay. Nemar lo yachel devaro. Right? That's the Pesach here from our parsha.
Oh, wow.
That's the basis of the idea of a minhag is neder. As we say in Kol Nidre, right, or the Hadar Nedarim, any good thing that I did as a minhag that I didn't really mean to be a neder, but I got to express that, and you Hadar Nedarim, right? That's the Shulchan Aruch brings this down. Dvarim mutarim, but you do it by yodim b'hem shemutar. So something that's technically permitted. This is talking about the Isra side of minhag. The same thing is true of an asay side. I'm going to do this thing from now on. Something that's technically permitted, and you know that it's permitted. That's key. If you think it's usher, that's why you're doing it's an usher. That's not a neder. That's a mistake. But you dimmed behem she mutem mutarim, but nagu behem yisur, and you don't do it. Right? You're being. You have a chumrah. Habeki ilu kiblu aleim b'neder. That's the same thing as having a neder. That's within the category of neder. And you, as the poser, can say it's okay. What do you do? Okay. Therefore, and here's an example relevant right now. Right? You're not going to eat meat or drink for the 9 days.
Oh, that's nine. You're dying Tammuz, though.
Okay. Or something. Evidently, some people did it for the 3 weeks. I don't know. We have this minhag, right? From Rosh Chodesh Av, 9 days. There we go. Right? That's what we did. And you want to go back because you're not healthy. You really need to get the meat in. You have some good reason. You have to do a full hatat nedarim for a beit din. You can't just arbitrarily stop it. That's a neder. You need hatat nedarim. V'yiftach b'charata. V'charich nagah came the same neder. And you have to express that you regret that you're doing this. Again, this is not a minhag that you adopted for yourself. This is the community does it. And there's lots of discussion of this. We have a wonderful article here, and you can click on it over here.
What's the link?
That's a link on the website there. The Roland Challenge of Minhag 20%. You're talking about minhagim and what that means. V'chach, harotze linhag b'ktzat devarim mutarim v'sayeg u'prishut. So someone I want to establish a minhag of doing something, being machmir, whatever it is. Yomar tchilat haragato, you should say beforehand, inu mekabel lo kebeneder, you should say b'li neder. For all these sorts of things, because a neder is a serious thing. Right? Any hanhaga tova is a neder. So, our halacha, so Rav Kanetsky says that nedarim have to be said in the context of zeh davar to say that all these nedarim are within the context of the word of God. that Moshe hasn't made this up, that yes, you can do this, but it's all within Zehadavar. This is what Hashem said. These are the actual halachot, and other things you may find necessary to add.
So it's implying that it's what our nedarim we make are in addition to the Torah. Is that what you're saying?
Right. And what Moshe is saying is not like a neder that he's telling you about. It's not from his own mind. Right? But yes, Moshe can take a neder as well, but that's not what this is. As we say, "Kevan sheyesh lo la'adam ha'koach lo sif ba'Torah." So since a person has the power to add to the Torah. So you might have thought, so too, some of these laws that Moshe is telling us were his own hanhagatov. He thought, these are a good thing, we should keep this and this and this. Just like the nedarim that any individual might keep. That's why here, the Torah is emphasizing, specifically, this is the zedavar sher dibra Hashem, and these are the words that Hashem said. Prashat Nedarim, that even though Nedarim exists, and human beings have the ability to create their own mitzvot, the Torah that Moshe is saying is all from God. We kind of talked about before that Moshe, for this aspect of it, loses his free will. He's no longer human for the purpose of transmitting the Torah. Mm. Right? Verduk, and you should study this. And it'll be obvious, this is the Kamenetsky. And I call that the classical approach to what it means, most of the Moshe, Zedavar, as opposed to Kol Marsha. Of course, it adds a different twist. Starts from Rashi from the end of last week's Parsha. From the end of last week's Parsha, after all the laws of the Tzmidim and Musafim, it says, Vayom Moshe b'nei Israel, and Moshe told Bnei Israel everything that God had commanded him. And it's a little odd, very odd, to have a summary puzzle like that there. We got a lot of chapters left to go. So then actually, if you look at the Perek divisions, this is the end of Parsha Pinchas, but it's Perek Lamed Pasuk Aleph. That the Saint Jerome, wherever did the chapter divisions, assume that this pasuk actually is beginning of the next week's our week's parsha. It's the introduction to Vayiber Moshe Moshe Matot. Okay, and that's why our parsha starts with pasuk Bet, because in the Torah there really is a paragraph break. No, very clearly that Vayiber Moshe Ben Yisrael Kachol Asher Tziva Hashem is part of last week's parsha, and this week's parsha is Vayiber Moshe Moshe Matot. There's a whole paragraph there. And then we split the parshas right there. So Rashi says, Vayomer Moshe b'nei Yisrael, last week's parsha, lehafsika inyan, to divide what we're talking about, the ideas here. This is Drivei Rabbi Shmuel. The fisha adkan, that up till now, the Musafim, everything in Parsha Pinchas, everything before that, Devarav Shel Makom, that's God's word. Parsha Nedarim is going to be Berosha Moshe, and then Parsha Nedarim, our parsha starts with Moshe's words.
What?
Yes. What are we talking about? We just get a whole lecture about Zed Devarim, Holy Moshe, that's what Hashem said.
Yeah, and it's not even, we're not even in Devarim yet.
What?
Not even in Devarim yet, which, ooh, you could say.
Good point.
That's Moshe's word.
Very good. So our government says exactly that. It's an introduction. This is the introduction to Devarim. That's where we're heading.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but that's exactly right. Okay, so this is Rav Koberman again. B'chol kasha, this is really hard to understand. Minayin hafrada be'divrei Hashem divrei Moshe, in tarot bang.
I see Rav Koberman. I know Davida's smiling too, if she's there.
On her little phone icon. You still there, Davida?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Are you smiling also?
Rav Koberman. I'm smiling.
Okay. I've never heard Rav Koberman, but obviously you have. I love his song.
He has a lot of his personality in his, like, when he explains,
where do we get this division between Divrei Moshe, Divrei Amakom, and Divrei Shel Moshe, Divrei Shel Moshe? Right, Moshe kibil Torah mipiv Hakadosh Baruch Hu elav. Moshe got the Torah from Hashem. Why Ulma de Parsha Kabanot may Parsha Nedarim? What's the strength, the advantage of Parsha Kabanot from Parsha Nedarim that you call one is Divrei Makom, one is Divrei Shel Moshe? What's this the distinction here? Minayan ha sakina harifa. Where do you get this sharp scalpel? Asher tachtoch, that is going to cut at reshit parshat matot miso parshat pinchas. It's going to cut apart matos from pinchas. Where do we get this expression that this is the word of Hashem, this is the words of Moshe? This is all really weird. Eino Omer El Darsheni begs for an explanation. The Rav Kuhlman is going to try to understand this. In connection to this, in Agada, at the end of the aftermath of Cheta Ega, when Israel builds a golden calf, Moshe is up in Har Sinai, and Hashem tells him that I'm going to wipe them all out. And then it says, "Vayichal Moshe pnei Hashem alkav," and Moshe prayed. Begged before.
It's the same word.
Ooh.
This is getting deep.
Very good. See, paying attention. Very nice. And Rocky agrees. It's very getting very deep. Okay. And Moshe says, "Vayichal prays before Hashem." And he says, "Lama Hashem yachrabcha mecha, why Hashem are you so furious with your people? Asher tziti mir tzrayim b'chol gadol yachadaka, that you've taken out of Egypt with a mighty arm and outstretched hand, etc." We know that we read that all on fast days. Vayinachem Hashem al rasha dibel salmo, and Hashem changes his mind from all the evil. That's the story. So here's the Shmuel Rabbah. Vayichalash Moshe, what does that mean? Okay, what does that mean? Right? He's going to say that Vayichal, that's the word of Lo Yechel Debro, should not profane his words. So Vayichal Moshe Pnei Hashem Makav is that Moshe profaned the word of Hashem.
Oh, wow.
Made a chol. Amar Rabbi Berachia B'Shem Rabbi Chelbo B'Shem Rabbi Yitzchak. Shehitir Nidro Shel Yitzro Tshro. That Moshe was the one who's Mater Neder of Hashem.
Whoa.
Itzad meaning what? A b'shasha asu Yisrael ha'egel, when Bnei Yisrael made the golden calf, Amar Moshe stood mufayes Elokim sheyimuchol lachem and prayed to Hashem, tried to appease God that He should forgive them. Amar Elokim, so Hashem said to him, Moshe, Bar Nishpati, I swore way back in Parshat Mishpatim, right? Three parshas ago, it's now Parshat Kitisa. Don't tell me they didn't remember this. Anywhere sacrifices to other gods will be destroyed. Alright? Right? God doesn't change his mind. Once I've sworn it, I'm not going to go back. Moshe says, look, Ribbono Shalom, you told me about Hatat Nedarim. Amarta, you said in our parsha, Ishki Yudar Neder Lashem, person who takes an oath, or swears, sorry, Israel Nafsho, Lo Yachel Devaro, that he may not profane his words. It says, Lo Yachel Devaro, his words, Hu Eino Mochel, he can't profane them, Aval Chacham Mochel in Israel. But I can go to his Rav, go to before Beis Din, and they can do that. They can undo the Neder. The H Yishael love, if the person asks. But the not Nedarim exist. The Chozak came. Okay, so now, that's the Lacha, right? Lo Yachel Devaro, who Lo Yachel Macham can, but Kol Chozakin, Shemora Hara. So any teacher, any elder who teaches something, Im Yusin Shigablu Akablu Acherim Harato, if he expects that other people will accept it, he needs to accept it himself.
Oh,
wow. You can't tell somebody else to do something if you're not going to do it yourself. I tell our parents all the time about smoking. I'm not interested. Secondhand smoke is not going to hurt your kids. The fact that you're smoking teaches them it's okay, and all the lectures in the world are not going to change that. So Hashem, how can you not?
Did they get mad at you for saying that?
What?
Did they get mad at you for saying that?
No, they agree completely. They don't stop smoking, but they know, I mean, everybody knows that smoking is bad for you. The Matzmosh just tells Hashem, look, if the halacha is that Hatarat Nedarim is okay, then you, Hashem, have to accept Hatarat Nedarim. You took a Shavua of Zorech Lehem Yacharam. Dinhu, Tatsivitani Alhapatnadaram, you commanded that I'm going to translate. Negating vows. Dinhu she tatir nidracha. So you have to accept, you God have to accept Hapatnadaram for yourself. Just like you commanded me to do it for other people. So immediately Moshe puts his talis on and sits as the zakan, as the rab. A kadosh baruch hu omed kashor al yadro. Then stands in front of him and says, "I am mecharet on my neder." It's wild.
It's, well, the whole thing is like hard to like wrap around my head.
Right? Okay. So Rav Kupperman says, like he wants to say, we have to take this seriously, but not literally. It's an agada. Right? In Nafshit Midrash Zeh, if we strip away from this Midrash, all the literary embellishments on it, the vision of Moshe and his talis and Hashem standing there. What he's saying is, Baruch HaChazal Omrim, it's clear that Chazal is saying, that this idea that Hatat Nodorim, that Hayazem Moshe Rabbeinu Asher Hizkirata Energia HaPotentialit, that was Moshe who pulled out saw the potential energy. Notice Moshe is darshing the pasuk of Yochel, lo Yochel Devaro, and saying, that must mean him, not someone else. This wasn't, he had learned this halacha of Hatat Nedarim. Moshe figured this out from the words of the Torah. That was potential. Who would bait him in Ashur Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu? He's learning this in the base medrash, as it were.
Oh, wow.
So even though Rav Kupperman wants to strip away the Tiroat Sportim literary side, he still got to stick with the metaphor of the Beit Midrash of Hashem. And as a development from this, he's given Kadosh Baruch Hu l'horid energia zu. So Hashem was willing to bring this potential energy that he's learning out. I'll talk Tariq Mitzvot. He says, Hashem says, yes, you're right. That is part of the mitzvot. Part of the mitzvot of Nedarim is this idea of Hatarat Nedarim, inherent in that. And that's one difference between a Neder and a real mitzvah. You can create the Neder, but you can say, no, I'm imperfect. I created this new mitzvah for myself, but I was wrong.
Was that saying that without Moshe's drush on it, that wouldn't have been the case?
Right. That's what he's implying that. And he says it's like Pesach Sheni by the those who were Tameim, that, you know, would, as opposed to say, what would have happened if history had been different. Right. Would have Hashem said by the end of the 40 years, okay, you should write this one down also. But this was Moshe's zechut to have this written in his name, or not written, or brought down in name.
Oh, wait, that's different. That you're saying that it would have been written anyway.
It might have been. I'm not saying whether it would or not.
Right. Actually, we can't.
Or it might have been something that it would have been told to Moshe, and Rambam says that there are some things that are learned out from Drashot by Chazal after Moshe. Because Chazal might have said that later on without this from Moshe here.
Okay.
But again, that the idea that this was not, that the idea, Moshe's on Har Sinai, he's getting all the laws, he's getting Torah Shemot Peh. But this wasn't part of that. This was his drasha on the Torah Shebiktav they've been taught.
But isn't that Torah Shebal Peh? That's where I'm getting confused. In other words,
so there are two meanings of the word of Torah Shebal Peh. One is where Hashem says, okay, this is what it all means. These are the laws in all their detail. And the other side is the human side of the drashot that we do.
Right. So that's what he's saying Moshe's doing.
Right. This is Moshe's Torah Shebal Peh. This was not from Hashem.
Okay.
I'll say that at my Moshe's level of Nevuah, he could get direct confirmation that you're right. It's a good drasha. We don't get that. If we're missing something from Masorah, from the Torah Shebal Peh from Hashem, Chazal, we figure things out and we hope we get it right.
Okay, so that's what the Zeh HaDavar is emphasizing.
Well, it's more than that. The Zeh HaDavar is emphasizing that the reason why we can do drashot on the text of the Torah is because it is literally the word of God. if it was a human being giving, telling him this, using his own language, I couldn't use these detailed analysis of what the words are, because the words themselves don't have that level of kedusha. The only reason why drasha is acceptable is because the davar, this is, Torah Shebiktav is the word of God. So going back, I want to just to spell out what this idea of Hetar Nedarim, because the Mishnah says explicitly about it, that is Hetar Nedarim Porchim Ba'avir. The idea of Hetar Nedarim is floating in the air. In Lehem Alamashi Smochu, that there really isn't a, there's no law in the Torah that talks about that. Right, that's purely a drush from the Pasuk of Lo Yechel Devaro. And arguably a far-fetched one. We kind of needed Hashem's Haskama there. And then it continues, Hilchot Shabbat, etc. Harei hen harim hatulim b'sa'ara, that Shabbos and Chagiga and all that are like mountains that are hanging on a hair. Shehen mikra ma'ak, because they're like one pasuk, like Shabbos, don't do melacha, halacha merubot, you have all these halachas that are depending on it. Dinim v'avodot, but Hilchot money and all the karbanot, batarot, tumot, tumatara, arayot, yisrael, amay yismochu, that has a lot of text in the Torah about those, but hen hen gufei Torah, but all of that is essentially Torah. Whether you've got lots written down and where you have virtually nothing or nothing at all, it's all Masorah and it's all Russia. And the way the Rambam explains that, devarzeh, of Hetar Nedarim, Ein lo ikar klal b'Torah Shebiktav, doesn't, there's no principle, there's nothing in there in Torah Shebiktav about Hetar Nedarim. Lakach lamdo mi Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what we learn from Moshe, v'pi ha-Kabbalah, from his tradition, shezeh ketuv lo yachel devaro, means shelo yachalel hu ba'atzmo, but Beitin can do it. That's from Lo Nashum, mi Moshe. And our program continues, v'nira apir darkeinu, and it appears from the way we've spelled it out. The idea is Parshat Nedarim, that it's specifically in Parshat Nedarim. Anu edim l'tofa'ah, we are witnesses, the phenomenon of Moshe alamed Torah b'dargat zeh, zeh davar, that Moshe can look at text of Torah and say, these are the words of God. If anyone knew, I would have said, lo yachel devaro, is that, Why can I say, well, it's him, but not someone else? The answer is, because Hashem meant those words and not, no other words. It's specifically Zad Davar. He had Dargah Mevdilo Tomikol Shar Neviyah. And that's what separates him from other Neviyah. And specifically giving the mitzvot Zad Davar, these words that allow us to do the drasha, not just Moshe. Davka Khan, Tivana Moshe, Vadebar Moshe, Zad Davar, down here in the Darim, because this halacha of Nedarim was the first time in the Agada's eyes where Moshe used the laws of drashot, right? The midot shel Torah nidrashim behem. Allah do shibu sifrei al atar she Moshe nidba bezeh. That's why Moshe uses the word zeh. Bishar neviim b'ko and other neviim said ko. This is kind of what God said. So basically, Moshe's Nebuah of Zer Davar says that basically he was given the text of the Torah 40 years before it was actually written down. Part of what he learned at Har Sinai was these are the words, and therefore you can reconstruct the halacha, the Torah Shebaalpeh, from that text. That's a Torah, Midot Shetorah Drasha Bahem. And here he's giving it to the Matop in Israel, leaders of Israel, because this is a transition from Moshe's revelation where you can go to Hashem and say, okay, what's the halacha here? The state of Lo Bashamayim. So it almost becomes an example of Zedavar Hashem. This is God's word. This is what I learned from it. And again, that's the introduction to Sefer Devarim, which was all of this. Moshe's words, Hashem says afterwards, yeah, that's good. Put it in the Torah. So when Moshe tells us Zedavar, this is the word of God. Tells us the text of Torah that we have represents the will of God, which is what Torah Shebaalpeh is, and we can use the rules of drasha to further our own understanding of that.
Torah Shebaalpeh is, I'm getting confused now. Zeh HaDavar is talking about the Torah Shebichtav or the Torah Shebaalpeh?
Right. Zeh HaDavar is talking about the Torah Shebichtav.
Like the Pasuk Vayachel.
Right. Vayachel, Lo Yachel Dvaro is the original example of how I go from Torah Shebichtav to Torah Shebaalpeh when I don't have the original Torah Shebaalpeh. Because I don't have a Well, all right. So,
truly, an actual somebody telling me this is what Hashem said, but I'm using
what Hashem meant. The Torah Shebaalpeh is what Hashem meant. Torah Shebaalpeh is that davar. This is what Hashem said. These are the words, and the sort of explanation that Torah Shebaalpeh.
Right.
Which is really what the real Torah, as it were, as most people Torah have seen. But we don't have all of that, so we have to figure that out.
Right.
We don't have ongoing revelation. So the expression Torah Shebaalpeh has two different meanings. We talked about it before. Remember the shiur with this overlap, the Venn diagram, the overlapping circles.
Yeah.
Right. We have the Torah Shebaalpeh. That's divine will. That's what our listeners impressed. The monistic, unitary. This is the right answer. And then the part that we have, which is as close as we can. To that. But we don't have all of that. Not all of it was actually given to Moshe. There's 49 out of 50 levels of Chachma, the Rambam. And we've lost a fair amount of that. We have to figure it out. And we figure that out from Zeh HaDavar. This is the actual word. And that's the word that is exactly what it is. And we can use that to go figure out.
So Zeh HaDavar, this is what the Torah says. Now go ahead and use the tools I've given you to determine what Torah Shebaalpeh is.
Right.
Okay.
That's part of what was given to the Matot in Israel.
And that's written specifically with Nedarim because that was an example of when Moshe himself, that's the example of where Moshe himself used Drasha on the text.
Right.
Okay. Interesting.
That was cool. Okay, have a good Shabbos.
Shabbos. Can I tell you a quick story?
Sure. Should I stop the recording?
I don't know. It's kind of related. It's up to you. So this is in Rabbi Yaakov biography. I might get the details wrong, but basically when he married his second wife, like shortly after he was married to her, apparently he had this interesting minhag. I don't know where it came from, but it was from his father. Like he just did it. That's what his father did. But apparently there must've been some sort of halachic basis that he wouldn't eat milchiks on Fridays. I don't know where it came from. I don't know what it was. So his new wife like made him this whole like fancy milchik lunch. She had no idea about this minhag apparently. And she went into the kitchen and apparently there were other, I guess he had talmidim or kids there. Someone was there and he's like, quick, can you make hataras nedarim? Can you do hataras nedarim for me? And they did hataras nedarim so he'd be able to enjoy the, he didn't want to hurt her feelings or embarrass her. And then after that, he told her and she didn't do it. And I guess he took up his minhag again. But that's interesting. And the power of neder and also the importance of not hurting people. Yeah.
Great.
Thank you.
Yes.